You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Bob Jansen, founder and chief technology officer of RES Software, an IT software company that transforms how users consume IT services through proactive, secure, and automated delivery and return of IT resources. Bob, good morning and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for coming out on this cold day. So tell me about RES Software and your role within the company, if you would, for starters.
Absolutely. Well, I founded the company back in 98, and since then we have been building this IT as a service platform. And we're about to roll out that new platform next week. So now's a great time to catch up and tell you all about RES Software. My role right now in the company is that of a CTO. So I'm responsible for the current products as well as the vision and the roadmap going forward.
And what is the RES IT store that you just launched? Tell us about that if you would.
Actually, the IT store is the linking piece between business and IT. And our company has been working on this concept for the last 14 years. We started out doing workspace management, taking care of the managing endpoints, doing that dynamic and secure. Then we focused on the next part of the problem, which was automation, making sure we can automate as much as possible in IT. And now we are actually putting in the final piece of this great solution, which is the IT store. And the IT store allows you as a user to request services from your IT department, which then will be delivered automatically. And the user experience that you will get from this is one of an app store. We're all very familiar with the app store, and it will be a very natural way of getting your IT resources and making you productive.
This is certainly a must-see and a must-consideration after putting 14 years of an invested in time without a question. How can the RES IT store help companies and its employees?
Well, let's first take a look at the perspective from IT. IT is facing a lot of challenges nowadays. They're dealing with a lot of complexity. Budgets will be decreased. They have to do more with the same amount of people. And they're really in a tough spot right now. So one of the things that we can help with is the complexity, to reduce complexity. Next to that, it's the speed of delivery from an IT perspective. If you look at why it sometimes takes so long to deliver something, it's not only because it takes a while to do the actual activity itself. So, for example, it will take 30 minutes for someone to install an application on my desktop that I need. But also the lead time before this person is available could be up to like 4 or 6 weeks. So I have to wait 6 weeks before I get my stuff and I can be productive. What if we can bring that back to 5 minutes? That's where the IT store will give a lot of benefit for the IT department. It will help save time. It will help to focus on what's really important, which are the new projects and innovation. And the regular stuff of requesting and delivering services is something we can fully automate. That's for the IT department. For the company as a whole, it will drive down cost, give you more operational efficiency, and also give you a better user experience. And as an employee, you will have that follow me IT experience. IT is there for you. It's always around. It helps you. It's really a consumerized experience like you're used to when, for example, using your iPad from home and going to an app store and getting the stuff that you need. And if you don't need it anymore, you just throw it away again. That's also how IT should work inside organizations. And that's what we're setting out to do with the RES IT store.
Today we are joined by Bob Jansen, founder and chief technology officer of RES Software here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Bob, is the RES IT store like an app store for organizations, and what makes that different?
So the app store is a great idea that we know from the consumer space, but when applied to a corporate IT environment, there are some big differences between what you are used to from an app store as a consumer and what we need from an IT store in a corporate environment. And one of the big differences is that in an app store, you can only get applications, and in an IT store, you can get your apps, you can get access to data, any type of request that you would normally go to IT, you can find in the IT store. Another big difference is that in the App Store, everyone will see the same type of applications. In the IT store, you will get a tailor-made list of services that you qualify for. And that's important. So depending on my role in the organization, I will see the list of things that I can request. And next to that, also workflow needs to be in there as well. So for example, if I request something, it might well be that my manager needs to approve this before it will be delivered to me. So these are big differences between what you might expect from an app store and what you can expect from an IT store in a corporate infrastructure.
Are any companies currently using the RES IT store, and what benefits have these companies experienced so far?
So we took the approach of going slow to go fast. So we started developing this already 5 years ago. And we first built the engine, we first built up all the technology, we tested it, and a year ago we were ready to go out to the market. But we said, let's wait, let's first make sure that we implement this ourselves with some of our launch customers, and that's what we did a year ago. So right now we have several companies using this in live production environments. They are using the IT store and they have huge benefits from it. For example, one of our companies that is actually using this today, they drove down their service desk tickets with 40%, 40% less tickets thanks to the IT store. Also, the end user satisfaction was much higher than before using the IT store. So we see a lot of benefits with our current launch customers. We also got a lot of feedback from these launch customers, and we use that to tweak the products further and to perfect it. So now we're ready to launch.
And lastly, is there anything else that we should know about RES software or the RES IT store?
RES Software was founded to help IT organizations to deliver better IT and to give that consumer-like experience to end users. And we were in the business of transforming actually users into IT consumers and giving that great user experience. So what I would like to mention before we wrap up is check this out yourself. The RES IT store is a great offering. It's seeing is believing. We're dedicated to making this happen. We're going to change the way IT delivers IT services. And it's a great opportunity for you to finally deal with those day-to-day challenges as well as having a future-proof roadmap. So I invite you to go to resoftware.com or take a look at itstore.com and check it out yourself.
Very good. Bob, thanks so much for joining us here this morning on Enterprise Radio, and best of success moving forward with what you have here in RES Software and the IT Store.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
You're very welcome. We've been speaking with Bob Janssen, founder and chief technology officer of RES Software, an IT software company that transforms how users consume IT services through proactive, secure, and automated delivery and return of IT resources. And once again, the website of reference is resoftware.com and also the IT store. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.